long your way goes down. Day to night, hood to hood, block to block, town to town. Murder, murder, kill, kill, life is hard. We coming at you live from the graveyard.
I keep you bitches 6 inches when I'm switching from Marco to ammunition. Listen, this is new for the kids in position, waiting to escape each clip and evict it. You're 6-bit, triple six each digit, profit from these licks and keep my spit prolific. In an instant, I'ma live a life like Mystic, stay high to defy the laws of physics. Critics kiss my ass, you can witness, ever missing when I aim at a misfit. His shit ain't equipped with enough to have ammo when the King's Arch wigs split. Give it a zero when I'm a 15 like AR. You can live your life in a graveyard, life you're not gonna take off. I got a lot to say than just 8 bars. If you hate ours, this day you might make ours. Something frightening's about to happen. Lightning strikes the mic when I be rapping. Don't even come and tell me you saw me blasted. I be flashing, ego smashing. Nobody will close my casket.
Live from the graveyard. Three young riders. Ammunition. King Zar. Mac Pacino.
Every day where we from, yo, it goes down. Day to night, hood to hood, block to block, town to town. Murder, murder, kill, kill, life is hard. We coming at you live from the graveyard. Murder, murder, kill, kill. Murder, murder, kill, kill. Murder, murder, kill, kill, life is hard. We coming at you live from the graveyard.
Cheers for the reason of bitch ass niggas hating. Nigga ride through my hood on go dating. Flip the script from a strap erase. Somebody dropped in the middle of set. Spell his ass with a missile, now he's really wet. It's a killer set. I got mental threats, and on top of that, I'm a lunatic. My niggas be tripping on me sometimes. Saying that a nigga be out of his mind. So evacuate, in other words, vacate. Cause a nigga like me might premeditate. I'm full of danger, oops, I mean anger. Shit, but I guess they both apply. See eye to eye, not me, my nigga. Got 20-20 vision, peek my trigger. It's lovely, ain't it? Nigga, that's my bitch. We fucked around, and it's amazing shit. Untamed shit. Insane shit, and every time I get done, it's an empty clip. I don't understand, but I'm on the edge. I guess I'm part of the living dead. That's what I said, from me, don't listen. Crazy sorry, got hollows hissing. Walk with me, go kill with me. Pull guns with me, come kill with me. Come ride with me, go steal with me. If you don't fuck with me, you history. One life ain't gone, and it's sick. And the death's with me, it runs blood thick. Torture chamber, bottom pit. The home of a deranged out lunatic.
Every day where we from, yo, it goes down.
You know what day it is? Oh, do you know what day it is? It's 3:28, y'all.
Do you know
what day it is? It's not a good day to be a Falcons fan. Let you know that. What up, Ryan?
What's up, dude? What's up, dude? I'm just gonna let you slide on that one. Okay. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Not much. How's everything going?
It's good, man.
That's good. That's good. What's going on? What's going on? King Zar OG?
You know? Hey. Happy 28-3 day.
Okay, what's going on, Ian?
Nothing much, man. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons are just like the Chicago Bears. I mean, very unfortunate right now, but hey, you know what? Football season will be a couple months away, so there you go.
And guess what, Ian? We still will whip y'all ass again.
I mean, hey, Ron, I'm going to say this. Hey, Ron. Hey, there's two positives in life. There are two positive. Actually, no. There's two guarantees in life. The Atlanta Falcons sucking at football. The Atlanta Falcons sucking at football. And the Dallas Cowboys not making it to a Super Bowl. All right? That's the two guarantees in life.
Well, a guarantee from here, I'll be saying right now, a guarantee we will beat the shit out of y'all.
Right. You know, we'll talk about money after the show. After the show, we'll put a little money on that.
Do y'all play each other?
Yep. Again.
All right, man.
What the hell? Zara, what the hell are you doing? Hey, you putting a spotlight on you? What type of shit you in? Hey, let's get to the trash ass play.
No, we actually are putting the spotlight on my man right here. Talk to him, Ron. Tell him what today is, Ron.
What today is?
Talk to him, Ronnie Ryan.
Founder of 28-3, Ronnie Ryan.
The founder of 28-3, baby.
I take that.
Take that.
I'll take it. But my trash ass player this week, motherfucking Ben Simmons.
Not Ben.
Ben Simmons. You is so soft. What? So. How many years he played in the NBA, Dennis?
I think this is year 7 or maybe 6.
He taking up a roster spot to be for somebody else. That every other year is something wrong with this dude. I never seen nothing like it.
You know what they say? They thought it was just us.
See, that's what I said too, but it's not y'all. It's not y'all. That light skin, what we say about that light skin junk, Dennis?
They can't drink.
So my next trash head player is the owner of the Colts.
Please tell me you read that right.
I'm what you said, Dennis.
No, please tell me you read that right.
I'm what you said.
No, you said you the one that got the trash ass player. I don't think it was trash to me. What you think it was?
This what the owner of the Colts said on Lamar Jackson. Rumors for guaranteed contract agents for good for NFL. Then he gonna say, owners say Lamar Jackson is hurts on steroids. Yeah, I'm missing something here.
No, I believe that. I think he is Jalen Hurts on steroids.
You sure about that? I just think they might need F up. Shut the fuck up.
I say somebody, it's going to crack.
No,
somebody need to take the microphone away from this dude.
Why? Why, he always drunk.
That's the problem. And that's still put a microphone in front of him. You know the man drunk. Why you gonna put a microphone in front of him? Back to you, Dennis.
All right, what we got over there, Czar?
We're gonna go to March Madness. All the number one seeds for the first time since the tournament is expanded to 64 teams in 1985. Actually, I think even prior to that, before the expansion, I think the total, I think it was 1969. But
1969.
But it wasn't always 64 teams. So I'm just going to go from 85.
All right.
No number one seed made it to the Elite Eight. So obviously, no number one seed made it to the Final Four this year if they didn't make it to the Elite Eight. First time, baby. Shame on y'all. Right. Lastly, to the three tankers, I always been on the Spurs, but to the Spurs, Houston, and the Pistons, I hope none of y'all get the number one pick so I can laugh my ass off.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. I had to agree with that. That was it. Ian, what you got, Ian?
I mean, I would say that Czar's team has a chance to get the number one pick, but unfortunately, you're going to be in the play-in, so you're not going to be able to get that number one pick. Now, I got four. The first one is Charlotte Hornets, because I think the Charlotte Hornets don't know how to tank correctly. Like, this is a team that's won 6 of the last 11 games. I mean, this is a team at only 25 wins all year. You have a chance, a slim, but still a chance of getting the number one overall pick. And now, late in the year, you start winning. To me, that's very trash. The fact that, you know, you're going to be doing that. Number two, I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley for choosing to have number 0 as his jersey number. I mean, that's very fitting, considering that's the amount of games he played last year, 0. considering the fact that he played on a trash-ass team in the Atlanta Falcons his whole career. I mean, Calvin Ridley is a trash-ass player. I mean, that's just the way it is. So that's number two. Number three, I got March Madness, and more importantly, the number one seed in March Madness. How is it that y'all all got eliminated before the Elite Eight? All right, explain to me how you're this good in college basketball, but yet you, all four of you, lose before the Elite Eight. Absolutely trash. And then lastly, you know, to me, my last one is the Baltimore Ravens with the whole Lamar Jackson situation. And I know BJ is going to try to keep on ignoring it. You know, BJ doesn't want to talk about it, but I'm happy to talk about it. The Baltimore Ravens are a trash organization with the whole Lamar Jackson situation. They're messing the whole thing up. So that's what I got, Dennis.
Well, well, well. BJ's upset. He told you to STFU. Like, told you
more. Hey, BJ, keep your quarterback and talk. Hey, BJ, come get your quarterback and lock him up long term. Then we'll talk.
Soulja Boy up in it. Oh, watch me take it. Watch me, bro. Watch me take that Soulja Boy. That Superman. That hold that. Watch me. You. Anyway, and he also said, log the fuck out.
Man, I like how he's talking to himself, by the way. He's telling himself to log out, man. I appreciate
that. UFC Lopez said he told Zardes this would be the year to upset. I agree with it. On the side, Joan, each and every Saturday, come to y'all 10 a.m. We had Fresh Perspective on. And Fresh Perspective, you know, Devon came on there and said that he enjoyed this March Madness so much because the NIL deals and the transfer portal has helped a lot of teams even up with those powerhouses that they used to be. As you can see, there's no number one team in this Final Four. You know, there's nobody's special team in this Final Four at all. That's the even crazier part about it, because I picked Gonzaga. And, you know, last week, well, I'm saying a couple of days ago, before the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16.
Go ahead, Czar. Pull up my name now.
Czar and Ian both going to tell me that Gonzaga was not going to win. They both told me that. I don't know what the fuck you typing over there, Czar. You're going to be typing no crazy shit. Anyway.
He's typing the fact that he loves the Eagles, man. That's what Czar does. Czar loves the Eagles.
They both told me that. Oh, shit. They both told me that Gonzaga wasn't going to win. They were losing the Sweet 16, and they won that Sweet 16 game, but they lost the Elite Eight game.
No, but today is about Ronnie Ryan.
Ronnie Ryan.
Founder of 28-3.
Yeah, only other trash that I got as far as sports is concerned. Man, like, I ain't even gonna say sports, fuck that. As far as my city concerned, trash ass players out there to whoever was fucking with the water. Then fuck my city up. You can't get a fucking gallon of water out this motherfucker. You can't buy no bottles of water. Bottles of water, $7 a case now. $7 a case, 24 bottles of water in one case, which is usually $2.88 at Walmart. It's $7 a case now. Well, let y'all know that. So trash ass player out there, whoever the fuck fucked up the water with the latex chemical. I know it's a lot of females. Never mind. You know what? Go ahead, Ryan. Let's talk about certified play. I ain't gonna say. I was about to go a little bit too far. Right. I ain't gonna say that.
Jokic. Let me say this right.
I know you ain't picked the Joker. I should shoot you in the face.
Yeah, you should.
You know what you got to do? You got to get you another station except for Philly on your fucking TV. You another station on your TV except for Philly. He played the Sixers and get a triple double. You want to give him fucking congratulations? Fuck out of here. Fuck wrong with you. Fuck Ryan.
But all judging aside, this man been balling. And just not to the Sixers, this man been balling. 29 points. Where your boy at, Dennis?
He didn't play yesterday. He got hurt.
He got hurt when it came to he go up against somebody his own size. He wanted to get hurt then.
Yeah, well, he busted his ass last time. He put 40 on him last time, so it don't even matter. Yeah, I knew he was going to stay on this. I was well prepared when they won that game. I said, Ryan, going to say something about it. Why? Because Philly lived rent-free in Ryan's head. No. That's what I said.
All right. I mean, if Czar wants to do that, go ahead. I mean, the Bears over the Ravens, I'll take it. I mean, absolutely. The Bears over the Ravens. And then put the Ravens over the Falcons. So it'll be Cowboys, Bears, Ravens, Falcons.
I'm with it.
But back to you.
Trash ass player means tap water.
Oh, absolutely. Tap water.
Yeah, I just got a text message too saying the water is fine, AB. All right, what you got over there, Czar?
Back to March Madness. Florida Atlantic, baby. The Owls. Let's go, baby. I got Florida Atlantic making it to the championship game. But kudos, number 9 seed, only Cinderella team left. I mean, even though the highest seed is a 4, you know, 4 or 5 still really ain't considered Cinderella. It's just a shock that, again, there's no 1s, 2s, or even 3s up there. Shout out to the Grizzlies, you know, again, been maintaining. Morant's been back, but they won 6 in a row. Held on to number 2, despite all the bullshit. Shout out to the Timberwolves getting their shit together. All year, you know, we thought this was going to be a really good year for them. Took a lot to build. They've pretty much been without Cat. The T-Wolves, Timberwolves. Cat pretty much been out all year, just got back. Anthony Edwards out of the lineup. They moved that. They're in the 6th spot. They're creeping up there to finish, you know, strong and to potentially upset Sacramento or somebody in the first round. Pelicans as well, another team. A lot of injuries. Zion ain't really played. You know, they won 5 in a row, setting themselves up, you know, to get out of the play-in and to get, you know, a top 6 seed. The Major League Baseball, it's back. It's starting this weekend, coming up, baby.
It starts on Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
So, oh man, that's what's up.
Yes, sir. I got my draft Sunday. I got some draft. Hey, man, it's fire. MLB is back, baby. So kudos. And then lastly, shout out to David Benavidez. You know, the pound for pound champ at 168, the Lineal champ at 168, the guy that Canelo has been ducking for years. Let's see if Canelo takes the fight now that he now went up and got beat. So now he's either going to rematch the guy that beat him or you got to come back down and fight the champ at 168. Let's see what he does. So shout out to Benavidez. And that's where I'm going to leave mine.
Okay, what you got over there, Ian?
So, I mean, I got 5. The first one is because they're out here on the West Coast. I got to give props to San Diego State for making it to the Final Four. I mean, they were a 5 seed. They were around the top 25 in college basketball heading into March Madness. And, yeah, I mean, San Diego State did what they had to do, got through their bracket, taking on Florida Atlantic in the Final Four. So, yeah, San Diego State, got to give props to them. I'm going to say the Miami Heat, they've won 6 of their last 10 games, and it really seems like Miami is going to get themselves out of the play-in situation and get them firmly into the playoffs. So shout out to Miami there. Same situation with the New York Knicks. I mean, New York Knicks as a 5 seed, the chance of maybe getting over Cleveland and trying to be home field advantage, play at Madison Square Garden in the first round of the playoffs, home court. So I got to give props to the Knicks there. I also got to say for MLB, because it is starting in 2 days, so I got to give all my props to Major League Baseball, March 30th, opening day, the best day as a baseball fan. You know, and Czar, you mentioned your team. I think you should draft Edwin Diaz with your first pick. You know, I'm a very smart man. I think you should draft Edwin Diaz
with
the first pick in the MLB fantasy baseball draft. You know, that's my advice to you.
You're still going to be better than the Cubs.
And then the last thing I have to say is, man, WrestleMania coming up on the wrestling side, and that is sports entertainment. And in fact, you're going to have Roman Reigns taking on Cody Rhodes in the main event of WrestleMania. That's going to be great to watch as well.
You know the fight I want to see? I want to see Rey Mysterio fight Dominik Mysterio. And I haven't been so excited to see a kid get his ass whipped. is not led by his father. In my life. You understand me? Only other one be excited for me to see is if Ghost didn't really die and he came back and whooped Tyreek's ass. That's the only thing that's to be. But Rey Mysterio whooping Dominique Mysterio's ass, even though I know wrestling is scripted, okay? But it's they're doing a damn good job of the script. Let me just go.
Hold on. I'm going to say this, though. I think a close second will be Jey Uso beating the ever-living crap out of Roman Reigns when that storyline eventually happens.
Yeah, but he's not his dad.
Dinner. He's not his dad, but the fact that you have cousins going after each other, Jey Uso.
I'm talking about a dad over the son's ass. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, is it Dominic Eddie Guerrero's son?
No,
Dominic
is Rey Mysterio's son.
That's Rey Mysterio's son, but he loves to act like Eddie Guerrero as a bad guy's alter ego is Eddie Guerrero, which I like that he went ahead and gave him props and embodied him. I like it. I like what he did. You know what I mean?
Hey. Not to steal your thing, Dennis, but to quote The Miz on this, you're a lot taller than Rey is. Are you sure you're not Eddie's son?
Yeah. But Eddie wasn't that much. He's taller than Eddie, too, should you think about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the motherfuckers were short. Rey, Eddie, Dean Malenko, and fucking Chris Benoit. All the motherfuckers were short. Eddie was the tallest out of the four of them, though. But all the motherfuckers were short.
We too short for a long conversation.
Then draft Hoskins in first base.
Trivia, Dennis. What was that from?
I don't know. But anyway, let me give a shout out to Caitlin Clark. 41-point triple-double. First time done in NCAA basketball. Men or women. Shout out to her. They said if you're playing Caitlin Clark on a Sunday, you need to start guarding her on Saturday. That's how fucking good she shoots the ball. I also want to give a shout out to the LSU Tigers, the females. They got a very good gift from Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa Bryant. She gave them all the Grinches, the Green Grinches. They went out there and they won their game there in the Final Four. Got it. Also give a shout out to North Philly. Y'all know when I say North Philly, who I'm talking about? North Philly, Dawn Staley, South Carolina Gamecocks. My daughter, Leah Boston. Hello. Y'all gotta know it, baby. They out there, they doing their thing. Yes, I have adopted Aaliyah Boston as my daughter. And happy 28-3 to my man Ryan. Happy 28-3 to my man Ryan out there, boy. And it's 328 soon. Nobody better than you, Ryan. 328, nobody better than you, Ryan. Just want to let you know that, all right? Everybody, look, even Ada Cruz. We ain't seen Ada Cruz since we started fucking Talk Years Tuesday, all right? Let's get that out of the way. We ain't seen since we started Talk Years Tuesday. She done came down to say 28-3 to you. Everybody happy for you today. Everybody.
Keep on, Dennis.
Keep on.
I'm just here to let you know. Just here to let you know. Happy and it's WrestleMania week, so y'all know how that is. Mania week is always gonna be crazy. This is gonna be a great week of sports, right? Weekend of sports. Y'all enjoy it. Enjoy baseball. Enjoy all of it. Take it all in. But this Friday, I also want to say this before we start. After this Friday, we are doing a prediction show. So if you want to come to the prediction show, just inbox me. You will get in. It's open invitation. Come into the prediction. We are doing our predictions on the NFL. So don't get there and act like you don't know what we're talking about. All right.
Yeah, I was going to pick Serena. Okay, I got you.
I ain't mad at you. I'd pick Venus.
All right.
How to pick Venus. I'm just
take Naomi.
Just don't slap me like Richard.
I gotta slap you like Richard.
All right. Fine.
After you made me watch King Richard, I gotta slap you like King Richard.
Well, I mean, he's a Cowboys fan. You can slap him anyway.
Oh shit. The way we slap the Bears all the time.
I mean, well, just actually, like the Falcons,
Bears,
right? Actually
the Bears slap themselves, so it ain't even needed.
Hey.
I mean, at least I don't give myself a concussion and lose 28-3 like the Falcons. So.
But you can't beat us, though.
Oh, shit. All right, Ron, let's get to these questions, Ron.
Pipe bomb.
Hey, you go with that pipe bomb shit.
No, the only pipe bomb that happens here is Dennis. Let's be real.
If you a top corner, do it matter what division you in college? Dennis.
If you're a top corner, do it matter what division that you in college?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to be a D1 corner.
Why? Why you can't be at the SEC or...
No. You said division. You didn't say conference. That's two different things.
Okay. Czar.
You got to be a D1.
I mean, there's exceptions. I mean, there's obviously stars that have came from smaller schools, HBCU, you know, Division II. I mean, you know, at other positions. I mean, you strictly point out corner. I mean, it depends. It's reputation. You know, in college football, remember, it's about reputation. You got to remember the combine is a big deal. So if you have a tremendous combine and you're not from the SEC or the Big Ten, you can still get up there. So I'm going to say, yes, it'll help. If you're in the Power Five, obviously it'll help, but it's not a must if you're good.
Okay. Sharon, my first question.
I agree with Czar, what he said.
I'll wait till Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
I mean, to kind of break down your point, I mean, it's a lot better if you're a Division I corner. I mean, it helps you out a lot more if you come to like the SEC or the Big Ten, for example. We've seen the NFL draft for the last decade. That's where a lot of corners come from, is from the SEC and the Big Ten. But no, I mean, if you're a Division II and you're good enough, if you're a Division III, for, let's just make for argument's sake, and you're good enough, then yeah, you'll get an opportunity at the NFL, but it helps you out a lot better if you're a Division I.
Mm. Okay.
My next question. Wait, hold on, before you go. Do y'all know any Division II corners that are actually shut down? I know some that are good, but I don't know too many that are shut down.
I don't know that Deion Sanders. He brought that corner with him.
Yeah, that's not Division II. That's still Division I.
I mean, I would say Brent Grimes. He was pretty good in the NFL. And they went.
Brent Grimes played Division I.
Oh, you sure about that?
No. Brent Grimes played Division II. He played the Shippensburg. I'm sorry. He was good.
I mean, there's like Brandon Carr, for example, and Brent Grimes. But, you know, I really can't think of anybody who was like a shutdown, like a lockdown corner.
I don't know. I mean, I know something that was good, though.
It's a good question, though.
My next question. For a person to have success, do they have to go through stuff away from their sports? For example, Mike Tyson, he went to prison for rape. Kobe Bryant.
Real quick, Ryan. Janoris Jenkins or Brandon Carr, would you rate them great?
No. That was good, though.
All right. Go ahead, Ryan.
Tom Brady. He went through that divorce or off the field. Michael Jordan. His father got killed. Tiger Woods cheating. Czar.
Not necessarily. There's a lot of superstars that have not had to go through adversity like that. But also, it's life. You know, these are celebrities. People die. You know, people get in trouble. But that doesn't mean they have to go through that to be great. So. I don't believe LeBron James has went through any serious adversity or life situations like that. And I'm sure
unless you call buying a Hummer a life situation or a serious situation.
And
you know what's so funny? And then 20 years later, he does a Hummer commercial. And I said, well, what was the big fuss about the fucking Hummer in the first place? Like, that's the thing that, like, every time I see him in that Crab Hummer commercial, I'll be like, they made a big deal about him having a Hummer in the projects. Look. They got him in.
Right.
What's up, Dennis?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
But
no, I don't think you need to go through anything. It's all about the player. Some guys came in a little arrogant, a little cocky. They needed a reality check. Some other guys can just go through life and not have no issues. You know, one of my biggest role models in sports was Reggie White. Reggie White was one of my favorite, one of my biggest role models. Nothing wrong with him.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
Sorry. It's a delay on my thing because it's StreamYard, you know. But no, I don't think you have to. No. Plenty of superstars had no adversity to deal with.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you don't got to. I mean, it makes you want to fight for it more, though. I mean, if you've had, you know, people, you've lost people in your family, or, you know, you've had a divorce, or you've had a situation with your kid, for example. No, you don't have to have it, but it makes you want to fight for it a lot more. You know, it makes you want it more because of, you know, stuff going on in your personal life. I mean, I'll say that. Okay. But no, it's not. It doesn't. You don't have to. You don't have to. No.
Okay.
My next question. Name your top five wide receiver that is in the NFL draft, and name the NFL teams will draft them in the first round. Zar.
Top five will be, I'm going to go with QJ, number one. I'm going to go with Jackson Smith, two, from Ohio State. I'm going to go Addison, three. I'm going to go Hyatt, four. Flowers, five.
Now, what team?
Johnston will be the first receiver taken at number 12 by Houston. JSN will be second to number 14, and I'm going to hate him going there, but to New England. He's going to be stuck over there with Scrubs. I got Addison going to the Chargers in a great situation with Herbert and Kellen Moore. I got Dennis's boy going to the Ravens at 24. And then I got Flowers going to the Giants at 25.
Oh, Dennis.
I got Addison going first. I got Addison going first, and I got him going to Houston. I got Johnson going to the Patriots. I have Jackson going to Detroit. What was the fourth one I had? The fourth one wasn't high. I got Flowers. Flowers that go to the Ravens and
Downs.
Downs. Josh Downs.
I got him six.
He would be the fifth guy. I think he.
So wait, who did you take out of mine? Hyatt? You don't have Hyatt top five?
No. Mm-hmm. I got Hyatt in second round.
You know, key on is your boy.
Yeah, man, there's so much to take away your Tennessee card. Come on now.
That's cool. You can take it, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do where they get drafted, because let's just be honest. If I say a player's going to go at 12, a team's going to trade up at 10 to go get them anyway. I mean, that's how the NFL draft works. They're going to trade up. They're going to trade down, so I'm not doing that. But I'm just going to tell you who the five are. I got Jackson Smith Najigba from Ohio State. He's the best receiver in this draft.
I agree.
Quentin Johnston, TCU.
I don't think he's the best receiver in the draft. I think he's going before – what'd you call him? I think he's the best receiver.
Quentin Johnston, TCU. He'll go. I have him at number two.
I agree with that. I don't think
Jordan
he's second
Addison, USC. He'll be at three.
He's the best receiver in the draft.
No, he's not.
Respectfully disagree.
No, he's not. Too little, man.
I have Zay Flowers from Boston College at four. And then I got Jalin Hyatt at Tennessee at five.
The best. What's up, Scott? The best two is clearly JSN and Johnston. The size means a lot, Dennis.
Yeah, okay. I'm not taking Johnston. You can have him.
All right.
Sharon.
All right. Well, I've got Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. I have him as the number one. And then I have Quentin Johnson. And then I have Flowers, then Addison, then Downs. That's my order.
See, I don't trust small wide receivers. I don't trust them.
Now, like I said, I have Addison going to the Chargers. The situation means a lot. So that small receiver, if he ends up there, very good situation.
See, I got the wide receiver from the from North Carolina going to the Chargers.
I mean, same thing, but he's not as good as Addison, though.
I don't see the Chargers taking a wide receiver.
That's Downs. That's Josh Downs.
Yeah, they owe him. Keenan Allen is injury prone and old, and Mike Williams still is injury prone to
So you got the
– Lamar ain't throwing the ball, Dennis. Once he got there, that was easy pick.
I think what happens with the Chargers is that they finally trade their running back. So they end up drafting another running back.
I mean, the only other option I see, I like Spiller. I'm telling you, watch Spiller. Remember I told you last year, watch. But the only other option is, like Dalton just said, I was going to say, is tight end. They might take Mayer. I think Kincaid would be gone, but Mayer might be there. They may take him.
I hope somebody gets Kincaid. He's the best tight end in the
He'll be gone before 21.
If the Chargers take a wide receiver, I think that's a dumb move. That's all that I'm saying. In the first round, I think it's a dumb move.
I think they need to take a wide receiver in the second round.
Diggs ain't no 5'9".
In the first round, they need help on that defense. That defense a lot.
When we're saying 5'9", are we talking about Flowers? We're talking about Addison.
No, he said Diggs is balling out. He's just saying the small receivers can ball out, but Diggs ain't 5'9", though.
They can. One of my favorite receivers is small.
No, Steve Smith is the best option. The best small receiver to me is Steve Smith.
I'm talking about playing right now. Playing right now, my favorite wide receiver is small, plays for Detroit.
Mine plays for the Redskins.
Mine plays for the Eagles.
Dotson, baby.
He's
about 5'9", 5'10".
But who's 5'9"? Is that Flowers or is that Addison?
Addison, Flowers, and Downs. They ball 5'9".
No, I've seen Addison in person. He's 5'11", 6 foot. He's not 5 foot.
Is he five? Is he maybe? I thought he was 5'9", 5'10", they said.
My next,
I'm going to look that up and see where
Addison is 6 foot, 175 pounds.
Is he 6 feet? Let me see.
Name two football players you think would fall in the first round in the draft. Czar.
Fall into or fall out of?
I'm going to go with the obvious choice and Jalen Carter for sure. And then my surprise, I'm starting to feel this way.
Wait. You say Jalen Carter's falling out of the first round?
First round.
I'm saying I'm just naming two that are potentially.
But you talk about out though, right? Let's just get that out of the way. Out.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay, out. All right. So we're talking out. I just wanted to know what we was talking about.
Out. Right.
And then your boy, Anthony Richardson.
Oh, okay. You got Dennis.
Really?
I got Jahmyr Gibbs. Because everybody keeps saying
he was never going to be in the first round, Dennis.
That's what they keep saying. I don't know why, but hey, listen, I'm listening to the guys that get paid way more than I do for talking about draft, and they keep saying that they're going to be in first round draft.
I haven't seen them going no mocks, but all right.
I mean, if it's Mel Kiper, he's normally wrong. So
yeah, you are
Dennis.
Very wrong, and I mean, he knows his stuff, but he's very wrong.
I mean, who the hell is Mel Kiper? I mean, that's pretty much the only thing.
He's been wrong
since the 90s.
Almost every year. He's been
wrong. Well, then why do people listen to him if he's wrong all the time?
No. He's knowledgeable. He has knowledge. He just says predictions suck.
Right. His predictions are terrible.
Yeah, he knows all the players. He knows all the players. Knowledge? Yeah, he just don't know how to rank them.
Right.
Sound like a knowledge problem to me.
No, I'm saying, Sharon, I'm saying he knows all the players. If you ask him about this player, he'll give his opinion on them. You ask him about this guy who's a surprise, he'll mention someone, then the draft will come, and the mock won't line up nowhere near what the reality of the draft is. That's it.
Who else you got?
That was another one that fell out.
It's a problem to me.
You know what? I say it won't be no running back taken in the first round. I say Bijan Robinson. I say it won't be no running back taken.
Crazy.
I'm on my Kellen Lane, man. Kellen for the coach.
Wait a minute.
I'm on my Kellen for the coach.
He
won't get past Dallas, Dennis. I'm telling you now. Let him be there at 7.
I can see Philly taking him.
We don't need a running back.
Wait a minute.
What the?
Did y'all just lose the one to Carolina?
Yep.
Well, I mean, the running back.
They think Rashad Penny's the answer, man. They do get hurt every year.
Matt.
It's not that. We got
a lot of third down running backs, scat bats.
Yeah. And not to mention, the running back that I do want is Jahmyr Gibbs. So it really don't even matter. But if we don't get Jahmyr Gibbs, I seen another running back I wanted. I ain't going to say who it is. People like to steal my backs.
I'll be back, y'all. I'll be back.
Come back.
Yeah. Who you got?
So I've been trying to take you guys' opinion seriously. But first off, Dennis Robinson's going to the Eagles at 10. Like, I have him going at 10.
No, he's not.
What are you talking about? He ain't going out the first round. Listen, he's going top 10. What are you talking about?
Ian.
What are you talking about?
I know you like to hit, you like to hit the button. I know you like to hit the button. I already know.
Push the button.
But I just want you to sit back and think about it. The last time you seen the Eagles draft a running back in the first round. Thank you.
Probably been 20 years around there.
No, we don't draft running backs in the first round.
Well, hey, maybe you should.
Zar, remember this. We were supposed to be all in on Ricky Williams. We went for Donovan McNabb. They booed Donovan McNabb ass.
All right. I'm going to say, so that's my first part. First off, Robinson's not even falling out the top 10. So yes, I don't even know how you're going with the first
round.
He's
not going to be a top 10, bro.
And by the way, Ron, Jalen Carter is still a top 10 pick. As a matter of fact, if Atlanta doesn't take him at 8, I'll be heavily shocked if he doesn't go to Atlanta, considering the fact that he's a Georgia boy. Now, to really answer the question on who I think it could be, I'm going to say probably one of the offensive tackles, like Anton Harrison. I could see him being out of the first round. And I'm going to say one of the tight ends, maybe Darnell Washington, for example. I think maybe he could be out of the first round.
Well, to me, Darnell Washington, what he did at the combine, I could see he go.
Shit, before the combine. Before the combine, I seen him.
Right. He a stud, but he's slow.
But that's right. What I'm saying, that because of his combine, I think he'll fall in the first slow. Round.
What you say, Dennis?
I don't have a problem with him being slow. I just want to let Ada know. Ada, Carter will not leave that top 10 if we got that top 10 pick.
Right. To me, Jalen Carter's top
10. We will have two Georgia Bulldogs in the middle. I'll be barking all day. Hurr,
no.
Hurr, hurr.
No,
then we fuck around and win that. We have the Bulldog defense.
Y'all cannot have all that nice stuff.
And Keith Byers is trash. That's why they don't draft. That's why they don't draft running backs in the first round.
I like Keith Byers, man. You always hate.
He didn't live up to this hype, though.
My next question.
No, he didn't.
Name a bad NBA team you think can run the table and make it to the playoffs this year. Sharon. Sharon?
Wait a minute. It takes forever for the thing to unmute. I'm clicking on it and it's just sitting there. So sorry. I don't know. You said a bad team?
A bad team?
That can run the tables and make it and just squeeze their way in?
Yep.
Well, I don't really consider them a bad team, but
I do, but I like what they're doing, so I'm going to let you go ahead.
Oh.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Well,
what the?
I mean, they'd have to do a whole lot to get in, though, Dennis, wouldn't they?
They got my son over there, and he's doing a whole lot. Do what you do, son. Dennis,
you know, you got a lot of sons. You just right. Dennis Jr.
His name is Dennis Jr. I'm trying to figure out how many more I got to say. Dennis Cannon.
Who you got, Thomas?
Well, I maybe the Hornets and maybe the Knicks will probably get in, but they're not bad. They're not terrible.
The Knicks are five. That ain't no bad team.
You want me to come back?
Yeah, they're not bad. No, go ahead. You can go to the next person.
Czar, who you got?
The Dallas Mavericks currently are not in the playoffs. They're currently not even in the play-in. Give me the Dallas Mavericks. Get their shit together. And you don't want to see them in the first round with those two superb one-on-one players.
Okay. Dennis. We're going to talk about that a little later.
Dennis.
Yeah, I got the Charlotte Hornets. But my son. Remember my son? Dennis Jr.
No.
My son.
No. I don't remember. Who you got?
I got nobody. I mean, the way the playoff format and the way the 10 teams are right now.
Nobody?
Yeah, no. I really have nobody making this magical run, squeaking into the playoffs. So, no.
My next question. Should the New York Knicks build a statue of Willis Reed? Dennis.
They should, but they're not.
Czar.
No.
Why?
It's been, 50 years? They ain't built one yet. They ain't going to build one now. Might as well build one for Patrick Ewing.
Oh God. Sad.
I knew that would get Sharon.
Mr. Oh my Lord. Almost.
Hey, if it wasn't for, Jordan Sharon, he might have a ring, actually.
Who yeah, maybe. He might have had one.
Right.
What do you think?
By luck. No. I don't think it's he was great, he was awesome, but I don't think it was statue worthy. See, I reserve statues for only greatness. Very, very special players.
Right, not Nick Foles.
Oh, and everybody don't need a damn. Yeah, that right there is crazy that he has make a statue. No damn
sense. Lil Kim and Dougie P have a statue together. Special okay. Place to put it up your heart.
Hey, that's just show you what greatness in Philly is like and how rare it is.
Well, you got it.
How rare it is.
Yeah. What you got from?
So, I'll say this: he should. I mean, he's in the Knicks Hall of Fame. He has a jersey retired by them. Basketball Hall of Famer. He should, but just like Tony Romo in Dallas, he ain't gonna get one. So. I say Willis Reed, you know, he's not going to get a statue and, but, you know, ring, you know, he's in a ring of, I think it's what they call the Ring of Honor. Is that what they call it? You know, he's in the Ring of Honor, the jersey retirement and all that. So, no, he's fine. He has, he's fine.
I mean, I'm going to say this. What's his name? For the Bears, what's the champion, the quarterback? McMahon. Yeah. McMahon didn't even get one, man.
Oh. We only give out statues to Hall of Famers.
Okay, my bad.
My next question. How far you think the Clippers will go in the playoffs without Paul George? So,
well, one, we don't know if Paul George will be there or not. He will be evaluated right at the end of the regular season. So that's that 2 to 3 week window for his sprained knee. But the Clippers are the Clippers. I've been saying this, and this is my prediction for the 76ers and the Clippers, they're guaranteed to get to the second round. That's when they'll lose. It don't matter who they play. They will not make it to the conference championship. So give me the second round.
Dennis.
I'm going to say, what seed they in now?
They're five.
They're five, so they play four. Who's four?
Four is, shit, that's a good question. I was just looking at it. Memphis is two, Sacramento is three, Phoenix.
Oh, they lose first round. No. They lose first round.
Yeah.
Sure.
You have to repeat the question because it cut out on me. Sorry.
How far you think the Clippers will go in the playoffs without Paul George?
Oh, well, with or without Paul George, I say first round.
Yeah.
They're still the Clippers. Still the Clippers.
They usually get out the first round, though.
I mean, when it comes to the Los Angeles Clippers, they are going to be an easy first-round exit.
That's a steal.
Maybe they'll get a game off, maybe a game.
Reverse psychology don't work, Ian.
But the Phoenix Suns are going to decimate the L.A. Clippers with or without Paul George. The Phoenix Suns are going to handle
right.
So no matter what happens, with or without Paul George, Los Angeles Clippers, they are going to lose to Phoenix in the first round. Czar's shaking his head because he doesn't want Phoenix to get to the Western Conference Finals. That's not that he doesn't want that.
I don't care if they get to I like Kevin Durant.
But when it comes to the LA Clippers, they're going to be a first-round exit, Czar.
I just don't trust. I don't trust them. The Phoenix
LA Clippers are a first-round exit.
That's one thing I can say him and Sharon got in common. They love Kevin Durant.
Hey, man, he's one of a kind, bro. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a top player.
I love Kevin Durant.
The only 7-foot player I know that can do what he do.
I used to like Kevin Durant like y'all
do. Pretty much.
Hey, I give him props. He's a top 15 player of all time. I give him props.
Yeah, that's perfectly said. I agree wholeheartedly.
My next question. Can you see the Cavs upset anyone in the playoffs this year? Dennis.
The Cavs play the Knicks first round. So
right now, yeah. If it stays
I don't think that's an upset though, because the Cavs is four.
No.
So who would they play after that? They play number one seed.
It would be Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Well, okay. Cavs could beat Milwaukee. Yeah.
They can? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Wait a minute.
Oh, stop it.
All right, stop it.
Hey, what'd Jerome say? Stop the presses. Stop.
Hey, Dennis, you just want an easy opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals. I know you. I know what you want. You want the 76ers to take on an easy opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I have nothing to say about that.
Sixers are going to have to play Boston in the
second round. I have an Eagles hat on, sir. I have an Eagles hat on.
Sixers got to play Boston in the second round, and it ain't happening, Cap'n.
I know Dennis's psychology. I know what he's gonna do.
Oh, it's cool when you do it. It's a problem when I do it. Right. Hey, that's some shit.
Well, isn't that how it usually works all the time?
So, they may lose to the Knicks, one, but regardless, if they win, like Dennis said, they won't be underdogs. They will have home court. No way in hell they beat Milwaukee. So no, they ain't upsetting nobody.
Yeah.
Well, for starters, the New York Knicks are going to beat Cleveland in the first round. So I don't even know how that's going to be an upset. Cleveland's going to get eliminated. I like Spider. I think Donovan Mitchell is doing a fantastic job. But the New York Knicks, Madison Square Garden, they're going to beat them in the first round, and you're going to have the Knicks versus Bucks in round two. That's what you got.
But I wouldn't be – Let me say this. I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks
beat the I read that.
Yo, mute his mic already, man.
Say that again, Dennis.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks beat the Cavs either.
Sure.
I think she went to go donate a dollar somewhere. She'll be back.
My next question.
She went to the block. She might have went to the block. Go ahead.
Do you think Memphis Grizzlies need to trade Ja Morant next year and name the NBA team should trade for him? Zoff.
Yeah. the Bulls. We're going to trade Ball, a first round pick, and Kobe White for Ja Morant.
Y'all not getting then. Y'all not getting. Nice,
we can't get that nice stuff, Ryan.
Nah, man, nah.
All right.
Dennis. Well, you better not ask me because you already know what I'm saying.
Let you know. What you flipping, James Harden?
James Harden, Tobias Harris, PJ Tucker, everybody with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. All right, take it, go. Push it to the limit. You need these draft picks. What point did you get to me? I'm gonna do the gritty as soon as he get off the fucking plane.
What about the shimmy?
Hey, you remember when Daryl Morey met James Harden off the plane? I'm gonna push Daryl Morey out of the way. Bitch, move! You're doing the gritty. You don't even know.
She ain't getting all that nice stuff though, so chill out.
Sir, do you think the Grizzlies need to trade Ja Morant next year? And what team?
No. Why would you trade Ja Morant? No. No.
She's basically saying they're gonna keep that nice stuff.
Yeah, what you got?
So let me break down your question. Should they trade Ja Morant based off of everything he's done off the court?
Yep.
Yes, absolutely they should. But will they trade Ja Morant? Is a heck no. They are not gonna trade Ja Morant. They're not gonna trade the face of the franchise, not gonna trade a second overall pick. They're not going to trade the guy that literally has helped them become the team they are now. No, it's not happening. You know what, Czar? Chicago Bulls would be nice, but realistically, they'll probably get Anthony Davis to come home and play for Chicago before Ja Morant would actually play.
That's a good consolation prize.
Wait, this why I say they should think about it. Because they've been playing better without him, and they've been winning the game.
But Ron, look, I can say this as a fan, general manager, whatever. They're not going to trade their most valuable asset away while they are contending for championships. They're championship contender right now. The Memphis Grizzlies are.
So
you're not going to trade away your number one asset.
Wait a minute. So you tell me you got them beating the Warriors this year.
Warriors?
Let me set up the premise, Ron. I have Milwaukee versus Memphis in the NBA Finals. I've been saying that since November.
You sticking with that?
I've been saying it since November, Czar.
Are you sticking with that?
I said Memphis, Philly.
Milwaukee versus Memphis, Czar.
Milwaukee versus Denver.
So, yes, Ron, answer your question. I got Memphis beating Golden State if I have them making the NBA Finals. Yeah.
So, you got Golden State making the Conference Finals?
No, I got Phoenix. I think I had Phoenix versus Memphis, and I had Milwaukee versus Philly, if I remember correctly. I think that's what I got.
All right, we're just making sure.
Well, Can y'all hear me?
Is anybody on here a little confused about what Ian is talking about? We did a NBA prediction show back in October. He was on there. You could go back and listen to it. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Chocolate girl, do you think?
Well, I have a question. Why would you feel like they need to trade Ja Morant because of his off the court issues? They weren't that doggone serious that you would want to trade him.
It becoming a problem.
No, it's already become a problem.
Right.
But so, give the man a chance to rectify it and go from there. But I wouldn't make the decision today to trade him because they're giving him a chance to correct some things. Don't you need to give him the chance first? If you weren't going to give him the chance, then you should have just let him go. I don't understand that. It ain't like he, it's not like he got arrested for beating up a woman. They keep players for that.
Okay.
But how many? I mean,
Sharon's bringing all the facts right now.
Wait a minute. How many stuff he got into, though? He got into a fight.
This is not about numbers, though, Ron. This is about the severity. No, it's not. It's about the severity of it.
Wait a minute. It is about numbers because we see how they play without him. And we see how they play with him.
That's during the regular season, though, right?
Okay. But all the problems, he got in three different fights.
Okay.
And you going to keep on getting in fights and stuff?
Okay.
You going to keep on bringing a problem to the team?
Listen. He got in some fights this season and the end of last season. Give the man the chance to correct his problems. He said he's going to correct them. It's not going to happen again. He's going to get himself together. He's a changed man. Let him change. Then if he steps out of line again, then you can make that decision to let him go. But give the man a chance.
Hey, preach, Sharon. Preach.
It's not like he's the 11th man on the bench. This is John Morant. I mean, you got to be smart. You got to run. It is a business. You got to run the business smart.
Yeah.
And like I said, no crime. They did their criminal investigations. They're not charging him with anything. So he didn't break a law.
Right.
That's just how I feel about it. I think it would be very excessive to trade him because of that.
He looked nice in the Bulls uniform, though.
He looked nice in the Lakers uniform, but
not really.
He wouldn't look nice.
I just don't think that they have a need to trade him just because of that.
My last question: do you think LeBron James put fear in these basketball players like Michael Jordan did back in the day, Sharon?
Hell to the no. No. Nobody fears LeBron.
Why not? He's supposed to be the GOAT, right?
No, who said that?
He's a GOAT in his own mind. That's why he has to walk around. That's why he has to walk around saying it all the time.
Right.
Because he is the GOAT in his own mind. And that's fine. That's fine if he wants to do that. I'm not knocking him for that. But as far as people fearing him, nobody fears him.
Of course nobody feared him. If he was feared, Ron, he wouldn't have cried and went to Miami. He started the super team because no one feared him and he couldn't make the NBA finals. So he cried his way to form a super team. No.
Dennis.
I think people still fear him. I don't think everybody fears him, but I think people still fear him. I think there's teams out there that still fear him and play bad. One team I could think about specifically at the time was those Toronto Raptors that he used to play. Because for some reason, he used to always get over them.
Well, he get over the Atlanta Hawks, too. So
yeah, but those two of those, nobody even remember. Well,
at the time, he was playing the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs a lot.
Yeah, but that...
Yeah, but, that's wrong. I mean, out of the 500 players, that was two players that feared him. Two.
So but that was just the two I could think of. That's the two I could think of when I heard this question. Now,
right. That's the only two that I know of.
That's why I said I think it's still people that fear him. I mean, I heard other players say stuff, but at the end of the day, those are the two I know for sure.
You can just go to YouTube and go to watch players that played against him and Jordan, because there are some that have actually, or even Kobe Bryant, and they'll tell you who was feared and who wasn't feared, man. As simple as that.
Yeah, I just want somebody to tell me who fears them, because I don't know who they are, and I've never heard it. There's only two players that I know about that feared him, and it wasn't really fear like they feared Jordan. It was just he was like their kryptonite.
That was DeRozan and what's his name? I forgot his name. But that was it.
Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Kyle Lowry. Lowry.
What you got for me?
I mean, fearing a NBA player as an NBA player is very rare. Like, you have to have a certain mindset to really fear, you know, going up against somebody. I mean, there's really only four or five players in history that you could say, all right, they feared playing against him. LeBron, I don't think so. You know, I think that when it comes to LeBron, I don't really see that, you know, fear type of esque. So I'll say.
You don't think so? You know, let me ask y'all this. This is gonna make some people mad. You don't think that the Warriors fear LeBron James and went and got Kevin Durant?
No.
No.
No, I don't think they feared him.
You know, and I'm saying it, Dennis, no.
No.
Kevin Durant went there. Yes, they wanted him. Who wouldn't want Kevin Durant? Two, Kevin Durant.
But they went and got Kevin Durant.
No, I know that, but it's smart.
It's different from you making a phone call to you going to go see
him. Right. Listen.
But listen,
your job as a GM and as a team is to build the best team you can. I have no problem with the Warriors doing that. The problem was Kevin Durant feared the Warriors, not LeBron. He feared that Golden State team in out West and thought he would never get over that hump in OKC, so I'm joining that team. They didn't get Kevin Durant. They already beat LeBron James. And you know how I feel about the Warriors. So they didn't fear LeBron James.
Can we make the argument for DeMarcus Cousins?
They were just making sure of any possibles because LeBron did come back and beat them the next year. That's right, all that was. There wasn't no fear because they didn't already beat the man.
Right. I mean, Czar, I'll say this to add to your point. They added Kevin Durant. And then 3 years later, DeMarcus Cousins signs that one-year deal, $5 million.
Because he tore his Achilles, though. He tore his Achilles.
But it wasn't fear, though. Like, I don't think that they feared LeBron, so they had to join the Warriors. No, I think they feared
LeBron. No. It's not that. Nobody signed DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins already had it. Let me break down the DeMarcus Cousins situation. Because this is when I started podcasting.
Hey, my DeMarcus Cousins
had a bad
DeMarcus Cousins during the 2019.
No, listen what I'm saying. Listen what I'm saying. DeMarcus Cousins had a bad rep. Now, I'm not saying it was all on him. I'm not saying it was all true. But he had a bad rep coming out of college saying that he was an attitude problem. Then got to the NBA, was getting a lot of technical fouls. Now,
he was still
nowadays it's cool. But I'm just let me just keep going. Anyway. DeMarcus Cousins end up, you know, him and Sacramento got to a situation where as though Sacramento was not going to give him the big extension that he wanted, so he got traded to New Orleans. Now, that was the last year on his deal, so with him and Anthony Davis in New Orleans, they had a nice Twin Towers going until DeMarcus Cousins tore his Achilles. He tore his Achilles, and one of the biggest questions I had is he still going to get that big deal. I thought he still was going to get it from somebody.
Right.
Nobody gave him a deal at all. So he called the Warriors and went there for 1 year for $5 million on a prove-it deal. But he still kept getting in.
My problem with that. DeMarcus Cousins, there was offers from like $45 to $50 million for DeMarcus Cousins, but he instead took a one-year deal, $5 million with the Warriors.
Nah, that ain't it. Somebody made that up.
Oh, man.
He chose to go
to DeMarcus Cousins.
See, that didn't happen. Mm-mm.
No, I know that 50 million, you know, overall, like in terms of contract, in terms of like over amount of X amount of years.
He thinks that DeMarcus Cousins went to the Warriors because he feared LeBron. I said, no, DeMarcus Cousins went to the Warriors.
DeMarcus Cousins won a championship by that time, and that was the best place to go. He ain't got nothing to do with no damn LeBron James.
But that's my point, is that it had to do with the Warriors. He went to the Warriors because
people feared the Warriors more than they fear LeBron James.
Just like Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant
went to the Warriors because he feared
the
Warriors.
I just didn't get all his cousins talk, but okay.
Back to you.
There's a lot of ways you could spin that. I don't know. Only thing I'm gonna say is got a lot of love for LeBron. He did his thing out there. I really don't really feel the whole Mario Chalmers talk. I really don't even care, but I knew Ron would entertain it because Ron still loved Kwame Brown. So, shout out to Kwame.
Oh
See, that's another story for another day.
I'm just like, you know, man, every time somebody say something, you fall in love with
him. Hey, get him, Ryan.
I don't got nothing to say. Actions speak louder than words.
You're right, Ryan.
Well, what we found out on Monday was, Monday's breaking news was that Lamar Jackson asked for a trade back on March 2nd, but we didn't find out till Monday, March 25th. What I'm trying to figure out is, why did we not find this out till then? Why is it just now being told to us? That's one of my questions. So I'm going to ask you, Ian, what do you think?
I will say with Lamar Jackson that it's a smart move for him to be traded from Baltimore, for him to want to get out of Baltimore. It's a very smart move. The Baltimore Ravens were not going to help win. We're going to help Lamar Jackson win. There was no way. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens were always going to be second fiddle to Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati's on the coming up. So Baltimore is going to be a mid-level, mediocre, average team. So Lamar Jackson wants out. He's smart. I mean, Lamar Jackson knows what he's doing. So I say for Baltimore, take the best offer you can get. Don't go to Atlanta because Atlanta is going to be worse than Baltimore, so don't go there. But, you know, pick another team. Pick a team like Houston, maybe. Pick a team like Indianapolis, maybe. You know, pick a team that actually has potential. And you know what? Go to a team that you can actually go out and win. And I'll say the Houston Texans, by the way, might be that team. So that's all I got to say about that, Dennis.
Wait a minute.
Get him, man.
You know what? A Chicago Bears should not be talking. A Chicago Bears fan should not be talking whatsoever. Number two, if we do get Lamar, we still would kick y'all ass.
I mean, not going to happen, but I appreciate the optimism.
Number three, we killed y'all ass without Lamar last year. And if Lamar get traded, how about go to Washington?
Hold up, dog. I need all this shit in our division. What the fuck did you think? Why not?
Wait a minute. Why not? Y'all the best division? Dog.
We're the greatest. You make sure you say it right. When you talk about us, you thought we're the greatest division in NFL history.
Tell them.
Okay. Y'all so great.
Tell them.
Y'all so great. Can y'all beat Lamar twice a year?
Fuck that. I ain't never say I want those problems.
You already know how I feel about Lamar, so I definitely don't want those problems.
I mean, have him come down to Detroit. Detroit Lions are getting better and better.
Hey, man, that's a great move.
Houston or Detroit? I mean, that's the two options, Detroit or Houston.
I think Carolina would be a good move.
Hell no. That's the wrong place.
No, it ain't.
Nope.
Washington need a quarterback. Yes or no? Commodores, yes or no?
Yep. I mean, the Washington politically correct. Yeah, they need a team. Yeah, they need a quarterback. So.
Okay, why don't they try to get Lamar trade for him?
Because
it makes perfect sense. Because who they just got, they OC.
But here's the problem, though. Washington's not going to be a contending team. Lamar Jackson wants to contend. He doesn't want to be mediocre.
You see that defensive line that the Commodores got?
Well, first off, it's the Commanders, not the Commodores. But secondly, yeah.
No. On this show,
in the locker room.
The Commodores. On this show, is the Commodores.
You know what? Just call them the politically correct. That's what I call them. I call them Washington politically correct.
Twice.
Now, all right. Well, what you got over there, Czar?
You know, a lot of information. As fans, we don't have control of that. So that was probably held under wraps, hoping that a deal was going to get done. But you say it was a second. So now you flash forward over 3 weeks later. Nothing's moved. So it was bound to come out. So that don't surprise me because, information. It probably got leaked. We probably still aren't supposed to know that. You know, probably got leaked. So that don't surprise me. But with that said, you know, he going to Dallas.
Y'all not getting all that nice stuff either. No.
I mean, Dallas, they got the best quarterback in the NFL. They got Dak Prescott, right?
I would love for the Colts to get out of there.
But I just looking at it like this. If Lamar goes to Washington, it'd be a great start. And they got a new OC. The OC came from your boy.
We know. We came from Kansas City.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying he Patrick Mahomes likes, but he did do his thing over there in Washington.
All right. Is that Sharon left? Okay. All right. Well, KD is back, ladies and gentlemen. He will be playing tomorrow. And it's right now, it's the end of March. Playoffs don't start till about mid-April, April 20 or something like that. I don't have exact date. Do the Suns have a chance to make it to the finals? How you feel, Ryan?
50-50 on it.
Okay.
If they to play defense, then yeah, they the magic. Mm-hmm. But if not, you're not going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you got, Ian?
I mean, I say that the best the Suns can do is a Western Conference final. I mean, they're going to beat the Clippers. They'll beat the LA Clippers in the first round. No problem about that. Second round, you probably take on Minnesota, or would it be Denver? Probably be one of the two. So I'll say, you know what? If they can beat Denver, then they'll get to Western Conference Finals. If they can't beat Denver, they'll lose in the second round. But yeah, Phoenix will definitely get past the first round, 100%.
What you guys are?
Hey, man, as much as I love Kevin Durant, no, they have no chance to get to the NBA Finals.
All right. What you got over there, Chocolate Girl?
What was the question?
KD is back. He'll be playing tomorrow. Do you think the Suns got a chance to make it to the NBA Finals?
Maybe to the Conference Finals. Maybe to the Conference Finals, but they're not going to come out the West.
Okay. I believe that this is not Phoenix's year this year. I believe next year is Phoenix's year to go to the finals. I don't know too many teams that I off the top of my head, let me say that, off the top of my head that made a trade at the trade deadline and went to the finals and won it. Don't know too many. I know some of them went to the finals, but I don't know too many of them went to the finals and won it. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm talking about big splash trades at the deadline. Not no. I'm talking about big splash superstar trades at the deadline. So that's my thought on it. Then I wanted to ask y'all, how did y'all feel about the NCAA tournament this weekend? You know, men's and women's. How did you feel, Chocolate Girl?
The women's was crazy. I'm thoroughly enjoying the women's championship games, but the men's was a little lackluster for me. But the women's has been very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. What do you got over there, Vegas?
Go North Philly.
I'll say the women's tournament has actually been a lot more entertaining than the men's tournament. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the men's would be a little bit more entertaining, especially with the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. But, man, all those brackets being busted. Yeah, that's just the unfortunate part about the men's side of it. So many brackets were busted. But, no, the women's side has been a lot more entertaining. So I'll say it that way.
That's cool. What you feel those are?
Oh, man, you already know. March Madness is the greatest spectacle in all of sports. Super Bowl is the close second to me. March Madness is the greatest. And this, and I give Lopez his credit, I don't know if this is the most upsets of all time, but it probably is if you had to guess. I'm trying to see if I can find that out, you know, what was the most. Obviously, we know no number one seeds made it, and that's the first time, or at least in a very long time. But, oh, man, March Madness was phenomenal. I mean, I love upsets. So the more – I hate it for my Hoosiers to lose, but oh, yeah, this Final Four is phenomenal. Like, we don't know who going to win. I'm in a pool with Florida Atlantic, and I'm confident that Florida Atlantic might win the whole thing because in there. There ain't nobody. Now, Purdue was in there, Kansas, Gonzaga even, or Arizona. I'm like, oh, shit, Florida Atlantic, I know they gained this far, but they ain't beating them. They can beat Miami. They can beat San Diego State. So, yeah, it was phenomenal. I love it.
That's cool. How you feel, Ryan?
The females doing their thing. They really is. They've been doing their thing. I think the females playing better than the men's, to be honest with you. That's just my opinion.
All right, my last question. What in the blue hell is going on with the Dallas Mavericks? You know, Zara was talking earlier about how they got two of the best one-on-one superstars in the game. But why are they not winning games? I just want to know what's going on with the Dallas Mavericks. Tell me, Zara.
Man, I think right now, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is weird because, you know, they ain't won nothing, but Kyrie at this stage, I think they're a little bored. I think they're, you know, with they're trying. I think they're just coasting their way through. I honestly do. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that there ain't no issues. I read something that the issue was they were talking about Christian Wood. I mean, I'm not going there, but I just think the problem is they're out of the play-in. They just got to make sure that they get there. I think once they get there, now you're talking playoff basketball. Now, you know, your season's on the line. Now you get to try to play and upset either Denver or Memphis or whoever they play in the first round. I just can see them turning it on like a light switch. I just think right now they're just coasting, and Kyrie's a little bored. Kyrie is a regular season. I think Luka's even bored with the regular season.
Okay. All right, what you got, Ryan?
Who's the leader over there that been championships? Kyrie, right?
Well, no, JaVale McGee.
Stop it, Dennis.
Stop it, Dennis. Kyrie, right?
Yeah.
He needs to step up and be a leader. He got a ring, so he said he wanted to be the man. So this the time for you to step up and lead Dallas to, I guess, to the finals.
Right.
Okay, what you got here?
I mean, my answer is pretty simple. You went and got Kyrie Irving at the deadline. Dallas Mavericks went out and got Kyrie Irving, and they went from middle of the Western Conference, you know, they were going to be a 4 seed, 5 seed, to now not even being in the play-in. And you know what? I'll say this about the whole Kyrie situation. I think that a lot of it has to do with the team chemistry. I think it has to do a lot with the minutes, the points, rebounds, assists, and everything like that. I just don't think that he fits well with the chemistry the Dallas Mavericks are trying to do. So I'll say Kyrie Irving, I think that might be a part of it. I mean, the fact that you have Jaden Hardy, who came here from Las Vegas, by the way, he got what, 20 points last night? I think he had like near 22 points a couple of games ago as well. Mm-hmm. So you have another player step up. And Kyrie, you know, he's averaging what, 15, 16 points around there? I mean, he's not really doing that great in Dallas. So I'm going to say Kyrie, ever since they got him at the trade deadline, I mean, the team's kind of gone downhill. So there you go.
Okay, what you got, Chocolate Girl?
I think it's part of it is them trading for Kyrie, but it's not because Kyrie is like a bad seed or anything. It's just because his game does not fit
in the already established system of the team. And I said that when they got him, it didn't make any sense for them to go get him when you have Luka on the team. And I said that then. I didn't think it was going to work. But I don't think it's because there's some deficiency in Kyrie, because he is a superstar. Dude can ball. That's not what the issue is. Also, they're not playing defense. You're not going anywhere without it. Somebody's got to play some defense. And it has to be played at that level, at a superstar level. You can't go into the finals without playing defense, go into the playoffs not playing defense. You're just not going to get there.
Playoffs?
So I feel like that's the two main reasons. They don't fit, and they're not playing defense.
And I think that's the craziest part to me about them not fitting, because I thought he would come in and have that Jalen Brunson role, to be honest with you. So I thought it was honestly a perfect fit because he was an upgrade over Jalen Brunson.
And I know, and we argued about that, and I told you, no, Dennis, it's not going to work.
Yeah, Dennis.
And I didn't see this. I was like, man, he had Jalen Brunson last year. Jalen Brunson became a stud, like a star. Now, you see what he's doing in New York. And he's a dribble-a-lot guy, just like Kyrie, but Kyrie's much better. He's a much better one-on-one player. But he's, like I said, Jalen Brunson's a dribble-a-lot guy and get himself the bucket as he does. As Phil Jackson would call him, the black hole, taking too long to get a bucket and play a one-on-one basketball. But
Kyrie, get to the basket, Kyrie.
He
shouldn't have gone to Dallas. I know should've he wanted out.
He should have went to the Bulls.
He would be great on the Bulls.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
That would be a great fit with him and Zach LaVine. It would be crazy. But I didn't understand. It didn't make sense to me when I heard that he was going there. I just couldn't understand why. I just couldn't understand
it. I don't know. I think Patrick Beverly is a great fit over there with the Bulls. I ain't going to lie to you. I think Patrick Beverly is a great fit. He definitely fits right into that Zion role. I'm not Zion. Ball. He fits right in that Ball role.
Lonzo Ball. Oh, Patrick Beverly.
Zion would be nice in Chicago, though.
He would be. Remember, I said it first, though.
Yeah, because they need a big man in the middle, but Patrick Beverly is not Kyrie Irving. But I understand why he's fitting over there, though. I do get it.
Yeah, I definitely get it as well. Well, this has been a very good show, y'all. Thank y'all for being here and coming through. Does anybody have any last words?
Like and share the show. And thank you to the fans. Because without y'all, we would not be doing this.
Thanks,
that's family. Right, y'all. And everybody, give Ronnie Ryan what's up. This is his birthday. Happy 328 day to Ryan.
Don't believe it.
Ryan.
Hey, what's you got anything to say on your day, Ryan?
Don't believe that.
Okay.
I got one more thing.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm very happy to be here.
I will say this, and don't forget to turn on notification bell so you don't miss any content from the Inner Thinkers podcast.
Oh, man. God damn it. God damn it.
You feel me?
Man, you know you made it when white people start telling you.
Stop. I had to get one. I wasn't here earlier, so did y'all talk about the fact that people are giving D. Loten grief because he had a child with a white woman. Have y'all heard that?
No, I have not.
D'Angelo Russell. It's a whole article out about it, that people are giving him a hard time on social media because he had a child with a white woman. Mm. It's 2020. 23, y'all. Come on. Can people just stop with this?
I swear. You know how some people is.
Hey, man, it is.
I'm so defiant. I might just marry me a white man just so I could do it and just say, now what? What y'all gonna do now? I just don't understand it.
Wait a minute.
You get my point. My point is this is ridiculous. It's 2023.
Right.
I mean, I agree with Sharon, though. I mean,
only one
I got, you know, I got some sympathy for messing with it. Well, not sympathy, but
I got one more thing. Jay Will said, donate $25 to Willie's Bar podcast.
I'm gonna give him 25 cents.
Hey,
you're $25. I'm gonna give him 25.
Wait. Or at least a dollar.
No, he said 25 cents.
Oh, is that 25 cents?
I'll give him 2 nickels.
Oh, okay, 25 cents.
Or a dollar.
I might do $25. I might help him with the 25.
Okay. All right. Let me know because I'm on the block right now.
Hey, what if I give you Canadian dollars? Would that count?
I don't know.
Anybody interested in their business sponsoring Talk US Tuesday, let me know.
Yeah.
I'm selling sponsorship ads for Talk US Tuesday.
Hey, before we get out of here, Zara's official. Devin Haney is fighting Lomachenko.
Oh, is he?
It is official for the undisputed, for all undisputed belts. It's official.
So I think May 20th. Hey, I think the winner of that fight is going to fight Tank and Garcia.
Yeah, now all we wait for is Shakur Stevenson to have a fight this year. All right.
Well, pray for Nashville and the people shot in the school. And
yeah, this girl, somebody got shot in Philadelphia at Grant's High School.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, she was shot and killed today.
Yeah.
So,
and prayers for Mississippi, all the victims of the tornado in Mississippi. That poor town is just leveled. There's nothing left in the whole town. So
yeah.
It's things are tough all over, y'all. Just be blessed.
Be blessed. Be thankful.
Be thankful.
And always keep praying, man. Just keep praying and keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your thoughts up. Because I wish nothing but the best for everybody. And I'm glad everybody came through. A lot of people I ain't seen in a long time. A lot of people I ain't seen in a long time. So
yep.
I'm glad all of y'all came through. And make sure y'all keep liking and subscribing for the show.
Yep.